Hello and welcome to Loving Yourself Completely. I hope everyone is having a wonderful day today. And I just wanted to do a quick podcast tonight at the end of my Sunday. I just put my son to bed, my spouse is already in bed. And I was thinking earlier today that while I was doing the podcast of how to love yourself, that I was also thinking how you need to stay strong. That even though you're taking all of these steps to loving yourself, it doesn't mean that it's going to never take you back. Sometimes people think if they have a bad day, it's a set for the rest of their week or even the rest of that day just because you had a bad morning. And that doesn't mean that. You're not behind. You're not being unproductive. You're doing as much as you can. You are allowing your body to take a break from stress. Just because you had an unproductive day doesn't mean that you're going backwards. So I really wanted to do this one tonight to prepare for the week. I know that on Sundays, that's one of my higher anxiety days. And I've been able to control that for a while now. It's not as bad as it used to be. I'm able to actually rest. I think I have to get all these things done to prepare for the week, and you don't. You can relax. It's okay to have those days. I get nervous on Sundays sometimes because, you know, it's my fiance's going back to work this week now, and my son is usually going back to school. Right now he's in virtual, which to me is even more stressful, knowing that I'm going to be stuck in the house with him because we have to be on the computer all day. But I really want to talk about standing in your power. This is your time. Every day is your moment to be your true self. Not living to impress people or stand up to other people's standards, but being yourself and being bold in being yourself, not worrying about what others think. Don't be ignored. You are here. You are important. And sometimes anxiety can make you back down or not feeling confident in yourself as a person or even a parent. I hear a lot of my friends talk about, you know, their teacher, they're scared of their kids' teachers. You don't back down. Don't be allowed to be trampled on because you're nervous. Loving yourself is being bold in all points of your life, in your relationship. Be bold in your communication and expressing how you feel and how others and how they can make you feel. And that's number one key to a successful relationship is being open and standing up for yourself. Loving yourself is a commitment. This is not a once a week thing or a couple month thing, every other month thing, or even just, you know, doing it when you're struggling or having a bad day. Loving yourself is a full-time commitment. You might as well look at it as a job, but not in a bad way. A job you love, a job that you are excited to go to every day. I used to be so pushed down. I wasn't standing in my power when my anxiety would come at me. I would let it trample all over me, ruin my days, ruin my mind. I wouldn't stand up for myself. And now when it comes towards me, I look at it almost like a challenge. And I go, how can I use my methods to get through this? And I think of everything I've taught myself, everything I've learned from others, my therapist, my other health podcasts I can listen to. I think of everything. Everything comes into play when I'm having a rough day. Just as you would do if you went to marriage counseling or therapy for yourself, anything. You think of these tactics that you can use when you are struggling. I know any parents out there, we read, you know, books of how to help our kids read or, you know, books on how to teach our kids to be good people. And, you know, you read things as a parent, you go, how do I do this? Or I know that the first year my son was here, I used Google like it was, you know, my second hand. I was like, oh my God, what is this? What is this? What is this? You don't know what's normal. And so you're always looking for things to help you. And that goes in every aspect of your life. Loving yourself is not just for mental health. It is for relationships. It's for work ethic. It's for being a good parent. Loving yourself comes full circle, and it is a commitment to yourself that in every obstacle you come across, you can get through it. But it also has to do with picking your battles. That's another thing I want to touch on. Pick your battles with yourself. Just because you didn't vacuum today doesn't mean that you're lazy. Just because you went to the store today and you forgot something doesn't mean you're worthless. You know, little things like that. Like, pick your battles. Tonight, I was brushing teeth with my son, and he's at a fun age. He's almost 7, and he has not always been a fan of getting his teeth brushed. I still to help him brush his teeth, make sure I go over what he does and make sure it's all good. And tonight he was feeling just blah, you know, just didn't want to cooperate and was kind of wiggling around. And I thought to myself for a moment, I was like, I'm about to get angry because you are not doing what you should be doing. But then I thought in my mind, he was feeling lazy. So I asked him, do you want to sit down on the step stool and you can just look up and I'll brush your teeth? And he looked at me for a minute and he said, yeah, that would be really nice. So he sat down, and that's how we brushed his teeth tonight, was he sat on the step stool and when he needed to spit, he stood up. And for that moment, I was like, wow, that was actually really easy. This will not become a habit, but I picked my battle. I didn't allow my anxiety or my anger or my lack of to come at me and go, oh, so frustrating. Why is he doing this? And I looked at it as I do that to myself. I go, oh, you're being so annoying today with anxiety. And oh, why are you doing this? And why is this? But I'm never looking at it as what else is my option? What's my other option instead of looking at anxiety this way? I could look at it in so many different ways, but instead I always chose to look at it as, this is annoying, this is inconvenient, this is ruining my life, this is ruining my day, why is it doing this? When I could simply look at it differently as, what is this trying to teach me? Why is this happening? In a healthy manner, why is this happening? Is it happening because, like on Sundays we talk about, I have a little anxiety this week because I know it's going to be a busy week. I know that there's a lot I have to get done, and that's where my anxiety is stemming from. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a step back. I'm going to look at what I need to do this week, and then I'm not going to think about it again. So tomorrow when I wake up, instead of a million thoughts flooding my mind of my Monday morning, I'm going to go, what do I need to do first? So he needs to get online. I'm going to make my coffee, and I'm going to go step by step. Sometimes when I'm having anxiety when I'm driving, I'll pull myself back and go, you know what? I need to get to this next stop sign. And then I get to that stop sign and I drive and I go, okay, now I'm going to get to this next stoplight. And you just need to go one step at a time. Picking your battles is not choosing to let it all bombard you at one time. And that stems from practice and being true to yourself, in knowing that you are strong enough to stand tall with yourself, to stand up straight, to be strong, to be bold, to be consistent, and to commit every single day to picking what you allow in your mind. There was this fun thing that I had read earlier today on one of my social media platforms, and it had talked about allowing your mind and your body to do as what it needs to do when it's under perpetual stress and fatigue. And that is so true. I thought to myself, that is so true. You are not being unproductive. You're allowing your body to do what it needs to do, but you also need to allow yourself to take a step back and not feel bad about doing so. And some people won't like this. Some people in your life will think, oh, what is she doing? You know, why is she changing? Why is she being different? Or, her attitude's different. And some people don't like it. Some people won't like you being more positive or you standing up for yourself to say, hey, I'm not putting up with this anymore. Some people will hate it, but it's not your job to be likable by everybody. It's your job to be liked by yourself. Being liked by yourself gives you so much more strength than any person could ever give you. You are strong because of your failures and doubts. You will continue to get stronger because of those things. A lot of people don't ever acknowledge their doubts in themselves or their fears or their relationship struggles or their parenthood struggles or their struggles with themselves. They don't acknowledge it. And that's where your strength comes in. You're acknowledging this. You're stepping out to fix this. If you're listening to this podcast, you're ahead of the game because you're looking for a way to be better. There's a lot of people that don't like that because they're not willing to try. They will try to hold you back. I'm sure you've heard those saying, misery loves company. Don't be their company. Don't be their punching bag when they're having a bad day. Don't be their punching bag when they say you can't be better. This is who you are. Be consistent in what you're doing. This week, I don't want you to think about it. No, actually, like I said, I'll allow you to think about it one time. Tonight, you can sit, you can think about all the things you need to do this week. You can check your calendar. You can make sure all your T's are crossed and your I's are dotted. You can do that. And then I don't want you to think about it anymore. Tomorrow when you wake up, I want you to think of your first two things you're going to do. Do those things. Think of your next two things you're going to do. Do those things. But stay on top of it. Stay on top of never looking too far ahead. You don't even know what's going to happen with those plans. So why fear them? Why doubt them? Because your mind thinks the worst when you do, of course. It relays that to your body that this is going to suck. I'm going to have anxiety when I go to this party or to go to work or with a virtual learning. You hate this, remember? That's what it relays to your mind and your body when you're processing these things. You don't want that to be a preset in your body to where every time that scenario pops up, your preset in your body goes, oh, this is when we panic. This is when we struggle. This is when I get angry. This is when I lose my patience. You don't want that preset. If you can create a happier setting and you can go, I'm going to rock this. I'm going to be great at this. I will back down from nobody today. That's a good preset. That's a great one. Instead of thinking what can go wrong, I want you to do the hardest thing you've ever done and think of what can go right this week. What can go right going back to work? What can go right when you're helping your kid with their homework? And if it happens to all fall apart while you're in the moment, then so be it. Then that is your chance. That is your chance to challenge your anxiety. Don't think of it as it coming at you. Think of you coming at it. So just be in your power this week. Stand strong, stand tall, be true to yourself, your real self, the self you look at and want to truly be every day. Not this anxiety, not these relationship problems, not these work problems. Be what you want to see in yourself, and you will become that. I hope you have a wonderful week. I'll be talking to you soon. Make sure you subscribe to my channel, leave a comment, send a message of anything you want to address or talk about or ask questions. I love hearing from you guys. I love it. It can be left on anonymous. I've had a couple of people leave it on anonymous. I've never mentioned names. Just love yourself completely and know you are worth it. You are worth every commitment to yourself. Every single one. Make it full time. Have a lovely, lovely night.